in Amos chapter 8, Amos spoke of a famine that was to come, judgment by God. But this famine was different, and God was offering warning and a call to repentance. And here in verse 11, Amos 8, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord." It's sobering. That's fearful. Better starve for bread and water than starve for the word of God and the truth of God. And I dare say that maybe we're in this time of great famine. Not because the Bible's inaccessible to us. I mentioned a couple times already, we have more access to the Word of God today in every part of the world than ever before. In our pockets, we carry hundreds of translations of the Bible and commentaries, and you can pull up writings and preachers and sermons and helps and resources and Greek and Hebrew and every source and form, the click of a button. Which I think may hold us even in more judgment. Because there was a time where maybe it wasn't so easy and maybe not so readily available, and certainly in parts of the world. There was a time some years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I preached a sermon on the Bible, and I brought out all my Bibles that I had in the house. And I had two stacks, literally, weren't they about this high? Two stacks, so probably be, you know, 6-7 feet tall of Bibles. That was just mine. So it's available. It's to our shame that they're put to use so infrequently, and that we can disregard them so easily, and other things are more important than knowing the truth of God's word and the truth that is God. And so we need to put on this belt of truth, and I want to read a closing quote and how we do that. And I'm sorry, I don't have the reference. I don't know who said this or wrote this, but it's good. So I'm going to read it to you in closing. Putting on the truth begins with trusting in Him who is the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. From this point, we enter into the lifelong process of being sanctified in the truth. This happens as we put off our former way of thinking and are transformed and renewed in our minds through the Word of God. It happens as Christians put off falsehood and speak the truth to one another in love to their edification. This also involves guarding our minds from anything which is not true, turning from gossip, rumor, speculation, myths, and the traditions of men, and turning to Christ and His Word. It means learning to look at the world as it really is. It means putting the truth into practice, not just making it a profession. It means clinging only to those truths which the Bible clearly and emphatically reveal as such, and holding much more tentatively those truths which are regarded as such by mere men. It means learning the truth for ourselves and not depending on others to tell us what is true. Heavenly Father, we pray that You would help us to learn and to practice the putting on of truth. How important this is. And as we have seen right from the very beginning of man's history, the enemy comes at us in this area with deception, with lies, with confusion. Lord, it is no different today, and we are bombarded. It may not be in the form of a serpent slithering on the ground, but the enemy is coming at us daily with the lies, whether it be in the form of a magazine, in the form of a television, in the form of a movie theater, in the form of a teacher standing before us in a classroom, maybe a teacher standing before us behind a pulpit, The enemy twists and deceives. Lord, I pray that you would guard our hearts, our minds, that we would be girt about with truth. Lord, that we would be able to identify what is counterfeit, what is lies. Lord, that we might be able to stand firm. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bring clarity to us. Lord, help us, forgive us that we have neglected your truth. We have not sought out Scripture. We have not dug deep into your word. We have depended on others, and we have a shallow understanding. Father, I pray, convict us that we might know your word, your truth, in a deeper way, in a greater way, that we would have the discernment to recognize what is lies, whatever form it may come, that we would be able to stand and resist. Thank you, Lord, that you enable us, that you give us these tools, this armor, that we might be able to stand in that evil day. We rejoice, Lord, in your provision. Help us, Lord, to avail, to make use and access these things for our sake, Lord. For your glory. Amen. Amen. Let's sing in closing hymn number 416.
Soldiers of Emmanuel, go forth in his name. Holy warfare waging, power of sin engaging. Lift his royal standard and his I proclaim, till the world shall own him King. Go forth, and battle for the right. Defeat the foe, and put his host to flight. Ye soldiers of Emmanuel, press on, until the victory is won.
Let's stand.
Soldiers of Emmanuel, go forward to the fray. Songs of triumph singing, shouts of victory ringing. Follow your commander, he is with you every day. Onward is the battle's cry. Go forth, and battle for the right. Defeat the foe, and put his host to splendor, we shall love and render unto Jesus, he who is the glorious Prince of Peace. When we lay our armor down, go forth and battle for the right. Defeat the foe and put his hopes to flight. Be soldiers of Emmanuel, press on.
God bless you. We're dismissed.